From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, but another peace plan for Aleppo has apparently not worked. Deadly clashes erupted in Syria's Aleppo Wednesday as a deal for the evacuation of rebel areas was put on hold, leaving thousands of cold and hungry civilians uncertain of their future. Entire families had gathered in the streets before dawn, hoping to leave the ravaged city after an agreement announced the night before to evacuate civilians and rebels. The landmark evacuation deal, brokered by Russia and Turkey, came after the army seized more than 90% of East Aleppo from the rebels. It would have marked the end of opposition resistance in Syria's second city after years of fighting and dealt the opposition their worst blows since the conflict began in March of 2011. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would speak with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin later in a bid to rescue the deal. Putin is on his way to Tokyo. Poland's defense minister said Wednesday he was happy that the United States has decided to accelerate the deployment of deterrence troops to Poland. Minister Antoni Mosiewicz spoke following talks with the commander of U.S. land troops in Europe, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, in western Poland, where some of the troops will be deployed. Hodges said the troops will arrive in Germany on January 6th and will immediately be deployed to Poland and the Baltic states. Their transfer will be timed and treated as a test of their mobility speed, he said. Hodges said the armored brigade has already started moving out of its base in Fort Carson, Colorado. Poland and the Baltics have been uneasy about increased Russian military operations in the region and have requested U.S. and NATO troops' presence on their territory as a deterrent. This is VOA. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his selection of former campaign rival Rick Perry to be the country's next Secretary of Energy. In a statement early Wednesday on his decision, Trump said that Perry, a former governor of Texas, had led his state through what Trump called a sustained period of economic growth and prosperity by developing its energy resources and infrastructure. Trump says in his statement that his administration is going to make sure we take advantage of our huge natural resource deposits to make America energy independent and create vast new wealth for our nation. Perry calls it a tremendous honor to be chosen for Trump's cabinet. Perry adds that he looks forward to engaging in a conversation about America's energy future. Top U.S. central bank officials are widely expected to raise the key interest rate slightly in about an hour or so, and investors are watching closely for clues about how much higher rates will go and how fast they'll climb over the next year or so. Officials are likely to raise the key rate a quarter of a percentage point to a range between a half and three quarters of 1%. That is still very low by historic standards and is the first rate increase in a year. During the recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve slashed the rates nearly to zero in a bid to boost economic growth by making it cheaper to borrow money needed to buy homes, build factories, and to hire people. Economists say the U.S. job market and housing sector have largely recovered from the recession and no longer need such help. Experts say keeping interest rates too low for too long leaves the Fed without the tools it needs to bolster the economy when the next turn down hits. It also raises the risk of sparking strong inflation that could hurt the economy. Experts quoted in financial media expect the Fed to boost rates two more times over the next year. A bloc of 10 Southeastern Asian nations has a chance to open tough discussions next year on how to handle China's contested expansion in the South China Sea as the Philippines, one of Beijing's chief maritime rivals, becomes the organization's chair with authority to set its 2017 agenda. President Rodrigo Duterte, who will chair the ASEAN for the Philippines, runs a country that got into spats so deep with China since 2012 that his predecessor took Beijing to World Court Tribunal and got a ruling against it in July. But Duterte, who took office in June, has sought to make amends with a receptive China. Strong ASEAN movement on the South China Sea could prompt China to rethink its activities in waters contested by several bloc members, but inaction would give China confidence and possibly send a stand-down signal to the United States. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.